Good morning, a Thursday morning, and Jim Kevlin joins us, editor, publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you know, some stories just, they catch your ear, your eye, and this one, I think, really captured our listeners' attention. There's buffalo on the loose in Schoharie County. What is happening?
Yes, sir. This story that's been circulating about the herd of buffalo running wild, that's right here in our neighborhood. It all began on Saturday, July 20th, when a 2,000-pound bull trampled on a gate at the West Creek Buffalo Farm in the town of Sharon. The owner, Brian Grubb, told us the bull had behavior problems. He crushed the gate, and several others followed him out. We first heard about it several days later, Sunday afternoon, and posted our first story on allotsego.com, and then it just kept developing. You might wonder why it took so long to get into the public eye. But this happened in very hilly, mostly wooded country. In all, 75 head, including 3 bulls and 45 calves, got away. And they just got swallowed up. Monday, we heard a great story. Frank Proper, a farmer on Honey Hill Road in Roseboom, on this side of the Otsego-Schoharie line, was shaving. He raised his head to look in the mirror, and wow, there was the big head of a bull buffalo looking at him through his bathroom window. The Propers, the farm's now run by his daughter, Lucy, were on vacation when they got the call last Thursday about the buffalo. They came right home and found some of their farm equipment had been damaged. Worse, the buffalo had eaten the second hay crop, which the family had been counting on to raise the cash to pay their property taxes. Because the bulls can be aggressive, Lucy was afraid to let her kids or the dogs out of the house. She called everybody she could for help, veterinarians, the DEC police, the state police, USDA, you name it. She said the state has never dealt with a situation like this before. First, you've got to find the herd in wild countryside. Then you have to try to corral it. It's quite a challenge. By press time Tuesday evening, however, it seems like the problem began to solve itself. Brian Grubb told us the buffalo had reacted poorly when people tried to intervene, and they dispersed and scattered into the woods. But they have a herding instinct, he said, and began to seek each other out. And there are another 125 buffalo at the farm. And Grubb said the ones in the woods began to smell the ones still at home. I call it gravitational pull, he said. If they can smell the rest of the herd, we can get them to the fence line. Then they'll see the others and they'll stay. In any event, that's what the farmer hoped will happen. A reporter's heading out there later today to see where things stand.
Quite a story this morning from Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Watch out for those buffalo, everyone. Thanks so much, Jim.